Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we are going to be continuing in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are doing page 94 right now, I think it is, and that is, page 94 in the Sif Zayin, Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Zayin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Afal bisha asul alitam kodem kiddush, imta'am mekadesh. Even though you're not allowed to eat anything before kiddush, if you did, you still have to say kiddush. You could have eaten a ton before kiddush. It doesn't absolve you of the need to say kiddush. Says the Mishmur Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, imta'am mekadesh, pirus, kalay meshaniskar. Whenever it happens to be that you remember on Friday night that you haven't said Kiddush yet, afila b'layla, v'lo neimashi yamten ad l'machar b'boker kodem achila kadei shiyah Kiddush kodem matima. You wake up at 2 in the morning in a cold sweat. Oh no, did I say Kiddush? Get out of bed and say Kiddush. You don't wait till the next morning to say Kiddush. U'mashma b'poskim delab davka ti'ima b'yalma, afila mavar v'achal v'shasa, gamkein tzorach l'kadesh achkach. Doesn't just mean that you ate or drank something before Kiddush, even if you had your own meal before Kiddush, and then you realize you didn't say Kiddush, you're going to have to go and say the Friday night Kiddush and not wait until Shabbos morning. Si'if ches im lo Kiddush b'layla, but let's say you slept through the night and you did not say Kiddush on Friday night, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, whether it was b'shogeg or whether it was b'mezid, yesh lo tashlum l'machar kal hayom. Then you could still say Kiddush, the real Kiddush, the long Kiddush, not just Baruch Pi HaGafen like we normally do on Shabbos morning, but the full Kiddush you say on Shabbos day if you didn't say it Friday night. Says the Ramav, omer kal Kiddush Shalayla milvad vayichulu. The whole kiddush, except for vayichulu. Vayichulu is just some cheerful psukim in advance, but we don't have to say that in advance. The real bracha of kiddush is the bracha that's recited after Baruch Pi HaGafen, and that would be done on Shabbos day. Says the Mishmur Sivkat and Lamed Ches, Yesh lo tashlumin upashut bin shiagamkein makom suda kama belayla. Now that that kiddush becomes the critical kiddush, it needs to be makom suda anyway. The day kiddush should need to be the Aruch HaShulchan points out, the Dirush quotes over here, that you would then not need to make a second Kiddush during the day, you know, like to for the daytime Kiddush. Once you're doing that nighttime Kiddush, that covers you for the nighttime and the daytime Kiddush. Someone once asked a Shaila, they were having a company on Shabbos day, someone who works in Kiruv, and the people that were coming on Shabbos day for the Shabbos lunch meal likely did not say Kiddush on Friday night. So they wanted to know, should they recite the Shabbos, the Friday night Kiddush at Shabbos day to be motzi their company who had not yet fulfilled their mitzvah of Kiddush? A very good shayla. Sivkat and lamites kol hayom, so you can say Kiddush, the Friday night Kiddush, all day. Ad bein hashmashos. I mean, let's say there's a doctor who was on call and was busy all Friday night and all Shabbos day, and then finally it's late in the afternoon on Shabbos, and he finally has time to say Kiddush. Good, up until bein hashmashos, you still say Kiddush. U bein hashmashos mitzayde prim gadim v'diomar nusach shel Kiddush b'li askar shem malchus b'sich v'chassima ayin sham. During bein hashmashos, if it's already bein hashmashos of Shabbos afternoon going into Matzai Shabbos, so you can't say a bracha l'shem malchus, but you should still say the rest of the nusach of Kiddush, milvad v'yichulu, but of course not v'yichulu, v'yishab b'lay. So Gemara Melechas Hashem Yisbarach Vayichulu relates to Hashem finishing the 6 days of creation, and that already happened the night before. So that you're not going to do on Shabbos day. Si'if tes. Tzarech shetia mapa al shulchan tachas hapas u'mapa acheres prusa al gabav. That a person, when they go to their Shabbos table, they should have one cloth underneath the challah and another cloth over the challah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Menem Aleph. Why is this? Why do we have challah covers? So b'tur b'shem Yerushalmi, the Torah quotes from Yerushalmi shlo yirapas boshto, that we don't want the bread to be embarrassed, so to speak. Shem mekatshon lav el aliyayin, that we're bypassing the bread in order to say kiddush on the wine. V'hu yesh lo din kedima b'shari mekomos. But typically, from a hilchas brachos perspective, bread would have kedima over wine. So why are we bypassing it to make kiddush on wine? So in order that it shouldn't look funny, we cover the bread. U'fizeh im mekadish al hapas in utzarech l'chasos lav mapa. It would turn out, according to that reason, if you taka are saying kiddush on the bread, then you don't need a challah cover. But the other reason the Torah writes for having a challah cover is that it's a remembrance to the man, that the man was enclosed with dew on top and dew on the bottom, which would mean that even if you are saying kiddush on the bread, you still want to have the zeichel man, so you would still need a challah cover. But the Prima Gadim says that regardless of which reason you hold is the reason to have a challah cover, you don't need to cover it until you actually say a motzi. You could just have it covered through the kiddush. And both of these same reasons apply in the Shabbos day meal as well to have a challah cover. However, Chayyadim says no. If it's really zecher leman, then you should keep it covered until you say amotzi, because that's when you're doing the real zecher leman. When a person says kiddush on pas, you should put your hand over the cloth and on the lechem mishnah when you say kiddush, and when you get up to the bracha of amotzi, you gala lechem mishnah, you should expose the lechem mishnah, put your hand on them, and say amotzi kshiagiel Hashem. When we get up to the name Hashem, yagbiya shneim lemaila achigmar Hashem v'achar kach inichem. Pick them both up and then place them down after you finish Shem Hashem v'achar gemar amotzi yachzor v'yichasim mapa v'niachadolem achigmar kiddush. And then when you finish amotzi, cover them again and then keep them covered that way until you finish kiddush. So it's a whole procedure when it comes to saying kiddush on pas. They start off covered, then in the middle you uncover them, then you lift them, and then you put them back down, and then you cover them again. So it's a whole procedure. So these are the two basic reasons that we cover the bread, either because of Shalir HaPas Boshto or because of a zecher to the man. And the Mishnah Berurah gave a couple of nafkaminas. I think in my sefer, on my third sefer, I have something like 11 nafkaminas. There are more than two reasons, and something like 11 nafkaminas between the reasons. I ain't shum. Okay, sif katan yud, sif yud rather. Mekadish al kos malayayin. A person should say kiddush on a kos full of wine. Shelo yapagum, and the kos should not be pagum, meaning it should not be a kos that someone had drunk from. V'ton kol mashaton kos shel birchas. And in Hilchos Birchas Hamazon, we already discuss all the things a kos shel bracha requires. So the kos of kiddush requires all the things that a kos shel bracha requires. Va'omer ve'yichulu mu'umad, and you say ve'yichulu while standing. Va'achar kach omer bor piagafen, va'achar kach kiddush. Then you say bor piagafen, then you say the bracha of kiddush. Says the Rama, v'yochel lamud b'shas hakiddush, you're allowed to stand during kiddush, but v'yoser tov leishev. But it's, the more proper minhag is to sit during kiddush. V'no'agim leishev v'apashah shomer. He says the minhag is to sit even when you say ve'yichulu. Rak shemaschilin omdim ktsas lekvod Hashem, ki maschilin yom hashishi ve'yichul Hashemayim v'nimrus Hashem b'roshei tevos. But the minhag is to stand when you say the very beginning of it, when you say yom hashishi ve'yichul Hashemayim, because the roshei tevos of yom hashishi ve'yichul Hashemayim are yudkei vavkei. So to at least stand for that part, even if you're going to sit for ve'yichulu. Kshemaschil yiten enov b'neiros, and when you begin, you should look at the candles b'shas hakiddush because shel bracha. So when you begin, you look at the candles, and then when you're actually saying the kiddush, you should look at the kos. And that's what I think is the most correct. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Al kos malei. The kos shel kiddush v'avdalu b'chal shar kos shel bracha l'tzarek shiyah malei. Kos shel kiddush v'avdalu is just like any other kos shel bracha, needs to be full. U'kanal sim kuf pei gimel sim peis ba'agah. V'yemeinenu malei v'ein lo kos acher laros b'tocho. And if it's not full, and you don't have a smaller kos to pour it into that will be full, mutar l'kaddish. You're still allowed to say kiddush on it as long as there's a revius of yayin in the kos. So even though it's not full, it's not ideal, but ideally a kos should be full. But even if it's not full, you're allowed to say kiddush on it. What does it mean pogum? It means that someone drank from it. Pogamo, then he is pogame that kos. You shouldn't say kiddush on that kos. We already discussed in the dinim of a kos pagum, mayin sham b'siv zayin the b'shas adchak shein lo kos acher vein lo so the sakin kos mevarch al kos pagum. Look, if it's your only option, then you'll say a bracha on a kos pagum. Better to use a kos pagum than not to use a kos at all. Vayin beish lavram siv kart nami the b'kiddush alayla efshes shetov yosef shayikadish alapas. But it could be that Friday night kiddush, if your two options are a kos pagum or chala, you should say the kiddush on chala. Kol mashataun haynu shei kos shalim. So all the things a kos shel bracha requires, the kos shel kiddush requires. So it has to be shalim. It can't be like dented or broken. Via muda chetiv mibfrim b'chutz. It has to be well rinsed. V'chol shad dvarim haniskarim lobsim kof begimel in kos brichas hamazon. Right? The Gemara says that a sar dvarim, that a kos shel bracha needs 10 things. So it needs to be muhtar and mu'tar and this and that. So all these things are required by kiddush as well. Va'omer ve'yichulu mu'umad, and you should say ve'yichulu standing up. Shu edus al b'yah shemayim va'aretz ve'edus b'in mu'umad, because that's an edus on the creation of shemayim va'aretz, and edus is supposed to be said standing. standing up. V'afal pisha omro b'tefila, and even though you already said v'yichulu during davening, chozer v'omro k'dei lehotzi banam b'nei beiso. Now you say it again for the people who weren't at davening. Ubrokeach hevi b'shem medrash, the tzorach lomar v'yichulu shalosh pamim. The rokeach quotes from the medrash that there's dafka kunz in saying v'yichulu three times. Echad b'tefila, v'echad le'achar tefila, v'echad al kos. Once during Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei, once right after Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei, and once al kos. V'kasa achronim dimshachach lomar v'yichulu b'shas kiddush, omro b'm sud al kos. If there's a kunz of dafka saying it three times, so if you forgot to say it by kiddush, pour another glass of wine in the middle of your suuda and say vayichulu over a kos, because apparently there's an inyan dafka to say vayichulu on a kos. Siv katan mem vav v'yoser tov leishev. The Ramah thought it was better to sit for kiddush. Why? Dibchei gavne mikri tvei kiddush b'makom suuda, because that's more of a fulfillment of kiddush b'makom suuda. Kimin sheyoshev b'makom suuda so be'es hakiddush, because you're sitting where you're going to be eating at the time of kiddush. V'chein hiskin be'er agra umitam acher. The be'er agra also thinks you should sit, but for a different reason. That whenever one person is being motzi somebody else, you need to be koveya yourself in the same location in order for one person to be motzi someone else. The best way to establish a kviyus is by sitting down. Nafkamina would be, what about Havdalah, right? Should you sit for Havdalah? If it's about establishing a kviyus in order to be motzi someone, it would seem that Havdalah should be sitting down also. But if it's just about Kiddush Makom Suda, there's no din of Havdalah but the more pertinent nafkamina is that do the people who are listening need to sit down? So according to the Gra, yes, because they need to be koveya themselves. But if it's just Kiddush Makom Suda, so as long as the person saying the Kiddush is Makom Suda, that's good enough. And we should be careful about this, that everyone should sit down. And some say that one might say that that even the Gra is only saying L'chadchila. I'll call upon him, this is something that happens sometimes, that if you have a bunch of people at your house, everyone should know where their seat is, right? A lot of times people don't know their guests, they don't know where they're supposed to be sitting. Everyone should know where their seat is, and even if they're going to stand, they should stand right next to their seat. They shouldn't be wandering around this one there, that one there. When you say Kiddush, everyone should be in their places. So, af b'shah of v'chulei, the kivin shamruah kvar b'sa knesses, mu'men ein makbid in shuv al zeh. So we said that that the minug, the Ramah says, is to sit even for vayichulu, because after all, we already said it standing up in shul, so we don't have to be so makbid to stand up, even though it's more proper to stand for vayichulu. We don't have to be so makbid about that. So once you're sitting for the rest of kiddush, you could sit for that too. Yitein ein of baner, and at the beginning you look at the candle. V'huskulas rufua leinayim sheikol de psia gasa miu ein medakim v'zekol kach. That's a skula for healing the eyes, for that eyes are harmed in some way when a person takes a psia gasa, and that's where the refua comes from. In Sim Kuf Pei Gimel, we said that a person should look at a kol shel bracha so that he doesn't, so that his mind doesn't get distracted. So when you're starting the kiddush, you look at the ner, even though people aren't so makbid about that. But when you're actually saying the kiddush itself, saying the actual bracha of kiddush, you should be looking at the kol shel bracha. So let's summarize what we learned today. Number one, we said even if you already ate, you should say Kiddush on Friday night. And if you forgot to say Kiddush Friday night, so then you say the full bracha on Shabbos day, just without Vayichulu, because Vayichulu really relates only to Friday night. Second, we said that there are two reasons for a challah cover, is Shelo Yira Pas Boshto, because normally the challah would come first, which should have the right to come first, and a Zecher Leman. Nafkamina is if you need something under the challah, Zecher Leman, yes, or pas bosho, no. Nafkamina is if you need a cover when saying Kiddush on Chala itself. So if it's Shalir pas bosho, there's no boshas because you are using the Chala. But if it's Zecha Leman, then you do need it. And possible Nafkamina if it should stay covered until Hamotzi. That wasn't so clearly a Nafkamina, but a possible Nafkamina. Third, we learned tonight that the Kos of Kiddush can't be Pagum and has all of the same requirements of a Kos Shal Bracha. So even though you're Yotzi, and we said that even even though you're Yotze, whether you're sitting or you're standing, it's best to stand for Vayichulu, for the Kvod Hashem, or at least for the, not for Vayichulu, but at least for the first four words, because of Kvod Hashem, because it's the Rashi Tevus of Hashem's name, and to sit for Kiddush, because of Kiddush B'Makom Su'uda, and because of the sense of Kviyus. So sitting for Kiddush is better for two reasons, Kiddush Makom Su'uda, and for the sense of Kviyus. And then we said that everyone listening should be Koveya themselves, even if they're not sitting, and people certainly should not be wandering around during Kiddush, you know, Heina Vehena, going this way and going that way. And since we have a little extra time, we'll just add one more thing, that your eyes, you're supposed to look at the Ner at the very beginning of the Kiddush, and you're supposed to look at the Kos during the Kiddush itself. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time will be in about 20 minutes from now, after Maariv, we'll learn Si'ifim Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Okay.